Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Dog Backwards, where we look at life, faith, and theology from a different angle. We're a little behind on videos. We're going to stay behind on videos. I got a lot going on. Church is growing well. My other ministry, Back 40, is going well. We have another trip to Ukraine in October. Please be praying for that. We will continue our Roman Catholicism series. I just haven't had time, right? Other than that, I have no other excuse. Eventually, we will get to them. But I wanted to hop on here real quick because I was doing some work. I had some YouTube theology going on in the background, which I like to just hear. And a while back, there was this YouTube page called Jesus Not Paul. And I was like, what is this talking about? And I watched a bunch of the videos, and it was pure just garbage of saying that Paul was not really an apostle. And it turns out this is like a thing, right? There's this whole group. It's no different than flat earthers, right? There's no evidence for it, but they will stretch and try to find it. And this is a reply, and I'm going to send it to the person who made the video. So did I call you a flat earther? It's very similar, and I'm going to explain why. So there's a great, beautiful thing about the internet. I love that there are no more gatekeepers to theology. And throughout history, most of church history, there's always been gatekeepers. Like Augustine was a gatekeeper. And I agree with a lot of what Augustine said, but the counter ideas were never allowed to rise up because there was a hierarchy of power. There was a hierarchy of power within the Roman Catholic Church. William Tisdale, he translated the Bible from Latin into English. The gatekeepers didn't like that, so he was gone. There's always been some kind of gatekeeper. But now all information is available to all people at all times. And that's why I like the reformers, because as they got more information, they were always reforming. You know, Martin Luther didn't like the gatekeepers, but he is not a gatekeeper either. There are things I disagree with him about. He was pretty anti-Semitic at times. And so what I hope to get across here is do not get your foundational level of theology from YouTube, right? There's a reason God tells us to be a part of a church. Do not forsake the gathering of believers. There's a reason that you should have a minister or a pastor that you submit to who has studied to show himself approved by other people who have studied to show themselves approved, right? So there is a council of elders at our church, and all of them some of them have a really good, deep understanding of theology, and they have shown that over 50 plus years of their life to study to show themselves approved. But if you are going to teach, and you're going to, even if it's on YouTube, you're like, well, I'm not pastoring a church, but you're going to teach on YouTube, you need to be careful because scripture is clear that those who teach will be judged more strictly. And it concerns me that such stupid ideas as this one, that Paul was a false apostle or false teacher, continue to grow. And the reason they continue to grow is the almighty algorithm. So I watched a couple of those videos, and then every now and then another one pops up and another one pops up. And if I watch another video, YouTube's like, oh, he likes to be fed that. And it's just going to keep feeding me things that reinforce. Now, if I was young and naive and I had heard this idea, and then it keeps getting supported over and over again by new videos, I'm going to start to build this foundation based upon stupid ideas, right? And this is the same way flat earther works, right? He didn't really know about many flat earthers until the internet. And then some guy in his basement is like, NASA's a lie, and the earth is flat. I'm like, look, guys, I've been skydiving. I can see the curve of the earth. I've been in planes. You can see the curve. I don't know how they explain the eclipse. It's moronic. And it's spreading. Stupidity is contagious. But let's watch. I want you to see so many young people are getting their theology from TikTok and YouTube. And it's just going to make the job of pastor so much harder. Because I don't want to spend all my time online rebuking every little thing. But so here's his argument.
In a bit, but figured I would go on to elaborate more on Paul and how he is false. A lot of people have made a lot of comments, and we'll get through some of those, but the most common I've seen has been referring to 2 Peter, and it's specifically verses 15 and 16. And considering that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given to him, has written to you, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of scriptures. So, most people will say he's referring to Paul as a beloved brother. Interesting that he doesn't refer to him as an apostle. And he says that they're hard to understand, which the untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do with the rest of the scriptures. And most people think of scriptures as being the Bible. But when we go to what that word for scriptures right here, it's actually graphai, which literally means writings. And it's actually mistranslated because it doesn't have the prefix hero, as you can see there in Greek letters. It's added to words to indicate that it's holy. And if it was holy scripture, so not just any old writings, but specifically holy writings, Bible writings, it would have that prefix. So it would be hierographia or graphai or whatever. So there's that.
Okay, so this is his second video on the subject, Paul is a False Apostle, part two. And somebody commented like, hey, you need to, what about this verse, 2 Peter 3:15-16, because Peter calls Paul a brother. And that gets just really quickly dismissed because it actually disproves his entire thesis, right? And it disproves everything. Well, he didn't call him an apostle. No, but if he's a false teacher, he can't be a brother. If he's a false apostle, he can't be a brother. Do you know a false teacher is always used of non-believers in scripture, right? And you're claiming him to be a false teacher. If he is a brother, then it would have been a great time for Peter to correct him. If he is a false teacher, then Peter probably should have rebuked Paul. But what do we see? He's like, hey, some people will twist what Paul says. Some of the things that are hard to understand, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction. Now, the irony of using this verse, because it says, because Paul is hard to understand, some untaught and unstable people are going to twist what Paul says, and they're going to do so for their own destruction, as they do the rest of Scripture. Now, this young man, and I'm assuming he's a young man, and so I don't want to be too harsh on him, but his name is Matthew. It says right there in his page. Matthew, you are incredibly wrong, and I want to encourage you to repent of this. Just go to Bible school if you're really passionate about Bible, or just get some commentaries. Get some basic Bible commentaries of people who have proven history of good, deep theology. Please stop going to YouTube for your information. Because he says, well, it doesn't mean scripture. Because the word graphe means writings. He's like, well, it literally means writings. Well, it does, but that's not what it means. Just because you can't take the Bible literally, we take it literarily, right? The Bible says that Jesus stands at the door and knocks. Can you imagine me coming to your house and saying, well, you're not really saved unless you heard a knock at a door and you opened it and there was Jesus, because Jesus said he stands at the door and knocks. So unless you've had some kind of prophetic visitation from Jesus, which Paul had, right? You see how I could twist that by saying, well, it literally says in the Bible. And then he says, well, it doesn't have the prefix on here that commonly added to words to indicate something related to sacred or holy. So it's just the writing. He's going to make the argument that 1 Peter is not calling what Paul says scripture, but is actually, he goes through this whole process of saying, here's what it actually means. This guy, Paul, twists scriptures on his writings. He changes the entire meaning of the passage. But let's just look at what this word means, okay? Graphe. It is used 51 times in the New Testament. And how many times is it referring to Holy Scripture of those 51s that it is used? You see right there, it is used every time. Every time that word is used, it means Holy Scripture. It gives us some examples, right? So Matthew 26:54. Then will the scriptures be fulfilled? Matthew 21:42. Read in the scriptures. There's a couple. 2 Timothy 3:16. Right. All scripture is God breathed. Do you see right there? Graphe. It's right there. It's talking about scriptures. Are you just saying every writing is God breathed because it does not have the prefix that you says is required in order for it to mean scripture? Because if that's true, then it's saying that every writing is God breathed. Is every little word written God breathed? I wrote a book and it was not God breathed, right? How about Luke 24:32, as Jesus is traveling on the road with his disciples? He was speaking with us on the road as he was opening to us the graphos, scriptures, talking in plural. Okay, problem solved. Problem solved. So whoever posted on your original post, 2 Peter 3:15-16, was correct, and he was trying to correct you. And I'm going to come alongside that. I'm going to try to correct you as well. So our beloved brother Paul. Paul was an apostle, and people who have a hard time understanding Paul twist the scriptures so that their own itching ears can be itched. This is just what you've done. Remember in Luke, in Acts, towards, like, you can see Luke as he's writing the story of Paul in Acts. So if you get rid of Paul, you have to get rid of Luke too, because Luke was Paul's travel companion. They traveled together. Luke saw Paul perform miracles, saw him teach about Jesus Christ, and was with him in Rome, right? We know all of this from the book of Acts. So are you getting rid of the book of Acts too? Are you going to get rid of the gospel of Luke? It's one of those, you're going to pull this out and the whole thing comes crumbling down and you're left with nothing. You're left with nothing. So I just want to encourage you, buddy. This ain't it. Get off TikTok, get off YouTube, stay away from the internet for a while. And study to show thyself approved. Told you it was a short video today. I'll work on some more stuff. We'll get it out to you ASAP. Appreciate y'all.